All right, if you would take your Bibles, please. Turn to Psalm number 1. Psalm number 1. Follow along if you would. We're going to read the first three verses. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, if you would, turn over to Psalm 121. 121. And follow along, if you would, please. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Our topic tonight is living the vibrant Christian life. And I believe Psalm 1 and Psalm 121 set a kind of a preamble for the message. Blessed man, blessed is the man, and it describes the blessed man. His roots are deep in the faith. And then 121, lifting up our eyes unto the hill, from whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. He shall preserve us. He shall protect us. He will always be there for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in this message that you have given me tonight, may I deliver it, Lord, in the manner in which you would have, and exactly what you've given me and no more. And may hearts be open, be receptive to receive this message, Lord, as you would have it. Lord, we pray for our pastor tonight as they are in Pensacola. We thank you for the graduation this afternoon of Adam. We thank you for the honors that were bestowed upon him, for the highest academic honors as well as the citizenship award. And we're duly proud of him, Lord, and I know that he has served you well. And then on Saturday, as Benjamin graduates, may their time of fellowship up there be sweet. Bring them back safely to us and be with the rest of our congregation, Lord. There are many that are traveling tonight. There are a few that are ill and others that just simply couldn't be here. So, Lord, we ask your provision and your protection for each. And now we give this time to you. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen. What woman or child here tonight, I would ask you, doesn't want God's blessing, vision, help, preservation, provision overall, and now and for the rest of our lives? We're not talking about just getting by in the Christian life, just kind of slugging it out, and drudgery going from day to day and just making it and going from one Sunday to the next. But rather we're talking about vibrancy day by day. And it's really a choice that we have as opposed to just saying, I'm just going to respond, I'm just going to react to what's out there. And living, not existing, in a vibrancy versus a complacency or really a despondency or depressed state, which sometimes can come upon us due to circumstances around us. I'm talking about getting on top of the circumstances and living a vibrant life. And there is a tremendous difference. I forgot to bring tonight, but I was going to bring a good friend of the family. We call him Thumper. And Thumper, if you come to our house, is a vibrator that sits on the floor and at high speed. And I come in at night, I'll be kind of what I call a whipped chicken. And I take my shoes off, I go plug that in, put it in front of my easy chair, and I put my feet on there, the balls of my feet, and turn that baby on, and it just vibrates. And after a few minutes, boy, I tell you what, I can start feeling the tingling coming up my legs, and it just feels wonderful. And I can put it on my thighs, and after a while, you know, my body, my legs and my feet are just feeling wonderful. Put it on the back of my shoulder up here, and oh, it is tremendous. So the vibrancy that I feel kind of gets the blood flowing and the juices going and everything, and then I can get up and I can go in and talk with Francis, you know, in a more communicable manner and enjoy dinner because my body is a little bit more relaxed. So I'm using that as an example to say the vibrancy of that little inanimate object, a machine, is nothing in comparison to what the Lord gives us and provides for us right here in the manual of life. And I would say that whether we're single, whether we're married, whatever the case may be, He will help us through His Word to increase and strengthen our prayer life, realms of service, on the job, in our homes, when we're out and about in all dimensions. And tonight, I'd like to for you to consider six active verbs. They all start with a letter L. Look, let, lean, learn, love, and live. And from God's Word, I'd like to share those words with you and what God has to say about each of those words and a characterization and a picture of what they can convey to us in the Christian life. So let's see what he says. Number one, look. As we look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, I give this to you as a preamble. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Psalm 18:2. I'm going to go through a lot of verses. You may, if you've got your pens, you may just want to jot down the verses. You won't have time to turn to all of them, but some of you may. And you certainly are welcome. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. So think of the visualization process of these scriptures and what they're saying to us, and what is the application for our life? Where can we draw strength as we look to live in the vibrant life? Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Also in Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth life. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Hey, what a contrast that is to 2 Timothy 3:7. You know what that says? Ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. So what a contrast. The entrance of thy words giveth life. It giveth understanding to the simple. Versus someone, perhaps you know some of these people, I think we all have them perhaps as friends, especially those of us who are adults, ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Well, have you considered this? Well, I just can't accept what you're saying about that, about Jesus dying on the cross and rising from the dead 3 days later. There are many paths to heaven. So ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I can find ways to mess up my life just as you can with yours, perhaps. Okay? And the second one would be let. So let. As in let go and let God. So if we think about messing up in life, isn't it better to think about the strength that can come of the Lord working through me rather than despite me? I mean, that certainly happened in me before. Why not trust Him? And why not pray to Him and let Him work through me rather than try to do things in the flesh? Philippians 4, 6, and 7. John used this one in his message a couple of weeks ago. One of my favorite verses. There are favorite several verses. Be anxious. Careful, it says in the Scripture. But be anxious is what we think about. For nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make our requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, to really think about that, internalize it, and then to implement it and really live by it, that is phenomenal. That just blows away the major concerns that we have for most of us in our lives of the things that we get so uptight about. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 18. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those who trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me on high places. The visualization of that and just thinking about the strength that comes from that, of being in a in a high place or being in a place of perhaps unrest for us as human beings, where the world is closing in on us, whether it's health challenges, financial concerns, or whatever it may be. But the Lord is sure He will allow our feet to be like hinds feet on high places where we've got surety of footing. It's wonderful. Psalm 16:18. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I may not be moved. I shall not. That's definitive. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The third one, lean. Now, if I were to just kind of come up here and just kind of shift my weight and lean on this, I am putting my trust, my faith, in this piece of wood here that Adrian fixed for us a few years ago, that it's going to stand the test of 194 pounds. Okay? Maybe a few extra pounds since the last time I weighed, but roughly in that neighborhood, okay? It will stand the test of that. So if we can put our faith in an inanimate object, can't we more so put our faith in the Lord who made heaven and earth and who is our heavenly Father? It connotes faith, dependence, trust, and also peace. I can't lean against this and being uptight that it's going to fall in on me. Why would I do it to start off with? So it's going to be there. Think of this. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Whew, what a promise. Hebrews 13:5. For He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is same yesterday, and today, and forever. James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Psalm 91:1-5. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with thy feathers, with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou rest. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. Buckler has been mentioned quite a few times. Have you caught that? Thou shalt not be afraid of for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. And then verses 14-16 in the same chapter. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That was a verse that Francis claimed back in, we had been married less than a year, and I had life-threatening surgery and was being wheeled into an operating room, not known for sure whether I would come out in a healthy state or whether I would come out at all. And I remember Edith was there and Francis was there, and she claimed that verse that the Lord had given him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So she just claimed that I was going to be around. And the Lord certainly honored that. Amen. Psalm 9:9-10. The Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Is He a refuge for you? Has He been there for you when you've been in trouble? Have we called on Him? Do we call on Him? Should we call on Him? Will we call on Him? And they that know Thy name will put their trust in Thee. For Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek Thee. Number 4, learn. I need to learn a lot more. Any other people in the room in that same category? Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15 is the admonition to do just that. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We can't rightly divide it if we're not in it. That's an action verb. Psalm 37:7-11. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of Him who prospereth in his way because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves, listen to this, in the abundance of peace. Can you visualize abundance of peace? Now, peace is a state of mind, and it's a tranquility, and an abundance of peace. That is the pictorial, just to visualize that, is just it's almost overwhelming. An abundance of peace in a day of trouble, in a day of challenges that we have in these days. An abundance of peace. Then verses 23 to 25 in the same chapter. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he shall fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and am now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Verses 34 to 40 in that same chapter. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power. Have we ever seen the wicked in great power in your lives? Maybe you're amongst people in your neighborhood. Maybe somebody you work with in great power, and said, man, it seems like everything's going well with them. And I know they don't believe what is going on. Is that fair? And so in great power, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I saw him, but he could not even be found. Mark the perfect man and uphold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Isaiah is one of my favorite chapters in books in the Bible, and Isaiah 40, verse 8. I know most of you know it by heart. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Temporal, all around us, not only nature, but us, our lives are but a vapor, but the word of our Lord is always going to be there. And then verses 28 to 31 in that same chapter, Isaiah 40. These are great verses. Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creators of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Have you ever felt like you just, I don't have it? Whether it's Kim over here who is nearing child, are there days, Kim, are there hours, are there minutes that you just say, I don't have it. I don't know how I can respond to John, and Jaden, and the little one inside. I can't move. I've got a client who's been ill for the last couple of weeks, and he said, my hair hurts. I have never been so infirm. He's a retired physician. He said, my hair literally hurts. So he giveth faint power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But look at this. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I think of Sam when I see that. They shall run and not be weary. When we saw the other night, zipping in and out and everything, I said, oh, I wish my body could just move a tenth that fast anymore. You know, to even have the balance to sit up there on the little gizmo that you have. What do we call it, Sam? Skateboard, yes, okay. Psalm 32, 7 to 11. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. What better eye to guide us than the Lord's? What better eye to guide us? But be ye not as the horse or as the mule which has no understanding. Aha, stubbornness. Whose mouth must be held in with bitten bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right with the right hand of my righteousness. So we've had look, let, lean, learn, and now love, the fifth one. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence sing, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul best songs. Faithful loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Talking about being lifted by love, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved ye, that ye also love one another. In John 15:9-13, as the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye also in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another. As I have loved you, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That a man lay down his life for his friends. In Romans 8:38-39, what a promise this is. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. To be drawn with ever loving kindness. Number 6. To live. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Colossians 3:23-24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalm 122:1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We have here in the other room 3 times a week banquet prepared for us. And you have forsaken not the assembling of yourselves with others. All did not come to all the meals. They are forsaking some of the meals that have been prepared for them. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Finally, Psalm 25:12. Psalm 25:12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? In the Old Testament, feareth was used many, many times, and it was a term that really meant trust and to look to. Feareth the Lord. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. To be taught in the way that we should go, and that what we really need, what we love to look for and to cling to. Look, let, learn, lean, love, and live. Active verbs for each of us as we live the vibrant Christian life. You noted that I did not talk about specifics about living the vibrant Christian life. on a day-to-day basis, rather to just share with you what Scripture says and let the Scripture speak for itself. So as you think about that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that is the foundational aspect and the application of my message. What does God's Word say we should be thinking, saying, and doing in our Christian walk? By truly leaning and understanding the foundation, then we can build on that with the application process that is appropriate for each of us in the place that the Lord has us at our age and where we are in lives. And the results, I think, then would be a vibrant Christian life for each of us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may this thou message that you've given me speak to hearts here tonight just as it did to me as I prepared it and delivered it. May we indeed live vibrant, victorious lives as you would have us to do because of the victory of salvation that has already been paid for those of us who have received your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as our Lord and personal Lord and Savior. And if there's anyone here tonight or listening to this CD or have downloaded this message through the Internet at some point in the future, near term or long term, or listening to this in some manner, who has never received the Lord Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, and therefore does not have the assurance of their salvation, may this be the day of their salvation, because you've told us in your word that if we confess our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. And it's in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.